You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for yet another rousing round of great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
What do we got?
A lovely couple today, Kyle and Ashley, and hopefully we're going to help them get it on.
Ooh.
What are you doing?
Okay. I was that on is, too far with great mate debate.
I think maybe this is the last one. Who won the toss? Kyle did. Kyle?
Yep.
Yay.
Yay. How can we help you in that department, sir?
Yeah. So, just a little background info. Ashley and I, we're married. We got two really young kids. They're about 3 and 5 years old. And, it kind of feels weird saying this on the radio, but our sex life has kind of become non-existent. It sucks.
As you could imagine.
I have really, really thought a lot about this. I have a solution, but my wife, my lovely wife, is completely against it. Basically, I think it's a great idea for us to have kind of a scheduled set time for us to, you know, have relations, maybe like 2-3 times a week, every week, something like that. It's just like,
wait, sorry, 3 times a week?
Yeah.
And you
two
have
to three.
2 young children?
Forgot about the kids. I was like, what's wrong?
Yeah. I feel like I hardly have that much time and I have a dog.
Okay. Oh. We're going to do at least one more great mate to make.
I said hardly.
Okay. So you want to like, do you have an idea of a time in your head, like the kids are both in bed by 8 or whatever, and it's like at 8:15, no matter what, even if there's dishes still to be done, even if our favorite TV show is like just released an episode, whatever, we're going to knock one out.
Exactly. That's exactly what I want. And I just think if we set the time aside, we'll actually do it because, you know, she's like, well, she thinks it's a really bad idea because it's going to take away all the spontaneity, you know. She just thinks, like, she's going to grow to hate it if it's just another thing on her to-do list, you know.
Well, let's let her say that, Ashley.
Yay!
Yay! So what is it? You want it to be more magical?
I mean, let's put it this way. How excited would you be to have relations on demand like that?
Oh, well, depends on who you're asking in this room.
First, I think we're not the room.
Is that an option?
Yeah. I would say the men would be fine with it.
But you don't mean on demand, you mean on a schedule. Like, you have to follow
the schedule.
It feels
like that. Like every Thursday at 8:45. Like, how is that? I don't, that does not put me in a mood to be in the mood.
Well, we can mix up the days. It doesn't have to be Thursday.
Wait.
I like him.
So, you're so sweet. You really just like, he means the best.
Yeah.
I know. And Kyle, I love you. And you're the hottest man I've ever met to this day. But there has to be a better way. Like, can it be a little more spontaneous than in the moment?
Ashley, do you start it any time, or are you waiting for Kyle to do it every time?
That's a great question.
Oh, I definitely start it, but I have an unusual biological clock for that stuff, so I sometimes wake up at 3 in the morning and I am ready to go. And, you know, Kyle might not be.
He's tired.
Wow, you guys are so off. You want the same thing, but you're just so yin and yang.
Have you tried being spontaneous, Kyle? Have you tried to, like, you're washing the dishes, she's drying the dishes, and you do the, like, Cialis commercial thing where you... It's like when the moment is right, and then you end up in two bathtubs out in the forest.
What are you talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Sorry. We get different ads in our algorithm, apparently. No, but I mean, have you tried to be spontaneous? Kyle?
I have definitely tried. Just like the other week, we were visiting her parents, and, you know, I tried pulling her into, like, a side room, you know, going for it.
Mom and Dad's house? Like,
you want it spontaneous?
Yeah.
Kyle, the thought was wonderful, but with parents, a room and, like, 5 feet down the hall away, and it's the middle of the day,
spontaneous.
That is, yeah.
let me just jump in real quick with the phone number, 303-222-5423. This is so universally a thing that just happens, especially when your kids are just little. Mm. You have this one-track mind. Like, keep the kids alive.
Right, and I'm just like, you know, I'm really torn on where I stand on this because we know, like, you get up, you get ready for work, you go to work, you come home, you're dealing with the kids. How spontaneous can you be?
Right.
Like, you can't do it in front of the kids.
It's frowned upon.
It's very frowned upon.
Yeah.
So I get wanting spontaneous, but, like,
sometimes you got to plan it.
I'm not opposed.
But I also, as a guy, I don't want to, like, when you plan it, mm-hmm. it feels like we're forcing you. And I don't like that. I definitely want a willing, ready, willing, and able.
Right.
So, and she's saying all the words to make me, like, go, well, that's, I need you here. I need
right.
You. Yeah. Well, and so Ashley's like, I'm already so busy. And I worry, Kyle, if it's on the schedule, are you going to go, it's on the schedule. I don't need to buy flowers. I don't need to text her during the day. Like, it's scheduled. It's happening whether I... effort or not.
Yeah.
And then now we're going in that direction.
Yeah, that feels like going in a bad direction.
I don't know. I feel like if it's on the schedule, I'm going to be even more inclined to talk, like, reach out and kind of, you know, it kind of treat it like role play. Like, it's a sexy rendezvous during the day.
Mm. I don't know.
I don't hate
Send
that.
Send her flowers at work or something.
You can get my number, Kyle.
Okay.
You're married.
Okay. I do think you're cute, Kyle, and you're really trying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that you're not, Ashley. I know what you want. And, like, we have to find a way. What? You either got to set an alarm at 3 a.m., but I also think I have to ask the girls in the room this, and I feel so awkward asking it.
Just don't look at us when you do
okay.
it.
Okay. Have you ever just had relations where you didn't necessarily want to, but, like, once you start, you're like, this is great, because relations is great.
Yeah.
You fake it till you make it.
Well, that's what I think. Like, maybe it's like it's scheduled every 2 weeks and you try to get another. I don't know.
2 weeks.
No. And then you try to get other times in between.
If you're going
to
schedule, you got to schedule.
Because I don't love this.
Your golf swing's not going to get better if you don't keep swinging. Terrible analogy.
Really hated that.
Kyle, Ashley, hang on. There's other people in your boat, so we're gonna like help you here in a minute.
Do you think it works for anyone?
100%.
Scheduling?
Yep.
You really think that it improves the relationship?
I could see that. Yeah.
Because I worry, like, sometimes I love my friends, but sometimes we have this scheduled FaceTime call, and it feels like all of us throughout the week end up going, oh my God, I can't actually do that day and time. And then
once you get,
like,
on the call, it's great.
Oh my, every time once we get on the call, it's great.
Right.
But it often has to get moved
later.
And so it's like, is that just going to happen with their relations?
Nope, just get on the call.
Well, no, now I'm talking
Erica,
about the
get
relationship.
On the call. Oh, so was I.
I always get on the call.
I think spontaneity kind of goes out the window once you have kids. You kind of just.
So are you saying
you're forgetting about the kids?
Yeah.
Aaron, there's kids.
For, I mean, you know this as a father. There will always, you don't even have to be a father. Like you said, a dog owner. There is always going to be a reason to not do something that's important.
Mm-hmm.
If it's workout, you're like, oh, but I can't. The dishwasher needs emptied. Or, oh, but I can't because I needed to paint the. It's like,
I'm too tired.
But like, you, it's on the schedule. You have to do it.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
I don't want it to feel like a chore.
Yeah, but.
But if you do it, you know what happens if they don't?
Well, right. It's a bad.
It's helping build a routine. And I'm all for that.
Because if he doesn't get what he wants there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. Yeah. Are you saying he's going to find it elsewhere?
I'm not saying that, but I'm like, how do...
The want isn't going to go away if we don't. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not... Yeah.
I'm not making a threat. I'm just saying, if you don't have relations with each other and you want to have relations, let's do the math. Somebody might have relations with somebody else. And that's not a good plan.
Well, if he would just wake up at 3 a.m.
Oh my God. So he has to make an adjustment.
No, are you saying you know?
I absolutely would. But like sometimes, but like.
I check at 3 a.m. just in case, you know? I have multiple alarms.
How do we fix their love life? Can you schedule it and fake it till you make it? Or do you have a better idea for Kyle and Ashley's non-existent relations life? 303-222-5423.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Kyle and Ashley, and it's a very, very common problem. They're married. They've got a couple young kids, both under 5, and they're not having relations really at all at this point.
Is it at all?
Yeah. How... I don't know who to ask because it's so funny. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you ask him, it's like, never. And she's like, 3 times a week. And it's like, okay. Like
3 times a week?
That's cute. I'm saying 3 times a month even is like, come on. Okay. You're not, you're like.
When you have little kids, yeah.
Ashley, how often do you think you're having relations?
Well, let's just say this. We are both frustrated in that area, but like a couple times a month is the best that's going on.
Is that accurate, Kyle?
Unfortunately, yes, it is.
Okay.
What was the number?
A few times a month. Yeah. Twice a month. Couple times. There seems to be a lot of sentiment towards something I said at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, are you at all worried? I do not like being this person, but if your restaurant is closed and there's another restaurant open, are you worried he might dine elsewhere?
Look, Kyle is on. I mean, there's a reason we're married. He's the best guy I ever met. But we have couple friends who are no longer couples for this exact reason.
Whoa.
So it's not like it doesn't happen. We all probably know someone that happened to. So yes. It's deep in the darkest corners of my mind. I know, Kyle, you're not that guy, but like... That's probably what, you know, Meredith thought about Trevor. So,
I would like to make this clear. I am a faithful, committed husband. We have 2 children.
Nice.
I am the leader of my family. I am not going to walk out because we're only having sex a couple times a month. Like, come on. It's more than about that. But that doesn't mean I don't think we should actively work on trying to improve it.
Right.
You know, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, we're just getting a lot of calls, and I actively don't want to take any people saying, Ashley, you're going to lose him. I just, I wanted to say it hopefully
He's the leader of their family.
Oh boy. Oh boy. You?
What does that even mean?
I think he means...
Ashley might also be the leader of your family.
You could be a co-captain.
I'm teased, but...
Well, then you shouldn't have sex with him.
I don't plan to, actually.
Jerry?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. What do you think?
So, I was married 40 years, and I was married to a man who could go without it for a while. He was married to a woman who couldn't. And we worked with lots of kids. We had a 24-hour child care home. But I would put him in the car and say, we're going for a ride. We'll go to a park or somewhere. We all always made it happen. Because if you stop doing it, you'll stop doing it for a long time. Oof. And you don't want to do that.
So what is the answer then? Like, what should, how can Ashley get in the mood when her phone goes,
you're not always in the mood. This is the thing. I'm 69 years old. You're not always in the mood. But once you start playing around, you know, kissing, hugging, touching, you're going to get in the mood.
It brings the fun back. I also can't help but notice she's in a car right now.
You got to let that moment happen. We make our happiness. We make our lives, right? We create our world. So if we want a world of loving sex, then you have to create it. You make it happen. And right, sometimes it doesn't feel like, oh gosh, I'm really not in the mood or whatever. I don't know what that feels like actually, but you could feel like that, right? But you just go above it. My husband was always ready once we started.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He never said, no.
It's pretty, yeah. You got willing participants here. Jerry, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Bye.
Bye. Ashley, I don't want to do this to you. I don't want to, like...
We got a text I wanted to read. Okay. Someone said, the scheduling couldn't hurt. Try it for a few weeks and turn it into a habit and more spontaneous. So once it's, like, just part of your week, maybe it can become more spontaneous.
It's like whatever night...
I just feel like, is there going to be any romance to that?
Well, we had a caller who called in and said that he schedules it in their relationship and it works really well. He thought it actually brought more spontaneity back because you're like excited and you're kind of flirting
like
before.
All day.
It's
like,
kind of wink, wink.
You have the concert ticket.
Yeah.
I'll see you tonight. You're going to go see
and you're getting ready. You might, and then once you start, then spontaneity can come, you know.
Yeah. But I like the idea of like flirting throughout the day. Maybe you pick out your undergarments based on it.
You guys, they don't have time for that.
No, just when she's getting ready for work or whatever.
I know,
she's
but I'm
doing.
Just saying, sometimes with kids, you don't have time for undergarments. You just got to meet in the closet.
Okay, fine.
You know what I'm like?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Any room, really, it's fine.
Okay, Kyle, Ashley, good luck.
You got it.
Right? We can do it.
All right.
We can do it. Yeah.
Knock one out. Knock one out tonight at about 8. Once we're all going to check our clocks at 8:45.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.